They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Friday. I know, there's just kind of something charming about that word.
Is that French?
Friday?
Yeah.
I don't know. Could be. Je ne sais quoi. This is Friday, and of course, it's Jeff Pitts, managing editor for City View Magazine, talking about stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. He knows what to do on account of he works at City View. Amen. You like that little alliteration there? I try to throw that in every once in a while. How are the folks at City View these days?
Everybody's a little... So we just put out our biggest issue of the year.
Oh, this is the best of?
Yeah. So everybody's...
I told you early on, you said you have to write all of these the best of, a little synopsis.
Yeah.
I told you just cut and paste from last year. Nobody's going to know. Come on. I'm just trying to help you out.
People will know. Trust me.
You think?
Yeah. People notice everything because people, this is a big deal to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Whether, I mean.
But if you cut and paste, you're saying the same wonderful things. You know. The voice that turns you on, Michael Libby. His voice, his, you know.
I didn't see you
voice.
On the.
I didn't do anything.
You were the runner up last year, weren't you?
No, I won it.
Oh, you won it.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. That's
right. I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah,
I got something.
You might have won. I think we had your picture in there, so you must have won.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think you did win. How do you feel?
Yeah, well, you know, that and $4.50 will buy me a latte. What the hell is a latte anyway?
I don't know. I think it has something to do with caffeine.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I just prefer the five-hour energy. Just get it done.
Done.
I don't have time to mess around with milk.
Joe, I go in my favorite coffee shop is Grounds for Celebration. It's in the Village of Windsor Heights.
Yeah.
And so I'm there often.
Great place.
Yeah. And so I said, okay, I had one time like an amaretto something. I used to have back in the day when Nestle, the company that owns Coffee Mate, they used to make an amaretto flavored cream.
Mm-hmm.
It was delicious. Every morning I had, you know, just a couple of cups of coffee with that, and it was just, wow, it was just great. Well, they quit making it. So I bugged them on social media for like 6 months. I would go to the grocery store, take a picture of the Coffee Mate section, and write, where is amaretto? Anyway, on Twitter. Anyhow.
How'd that turn out for you?
I didn't make it. Anyhow. And then in international coffees, they had an amaretto flavored thing, and it wasn't any good. So anyway, so I find out that Grounds for Celebration has something called Dutch Letter.
Uh-huh.
And Dutch Letter is an amaretto flavored coffee.
Yeah.
So I asked, I said, so do you, what is this? And they said, oh, it's a double latte with marshmallow. I don't know what it all is. I said, okay, well, give me one of those. What size? Medium. That's fine. To stay here. Okay. $4.25. It was like dessert.
Was it?
Yeah.
So did it scratch that itch? Did it,
sort of.
Different.
It is good.
Different, but still good.
It is good. And then they do that little thing on the top, you know, that kind of makes a tree leaf or something.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
What is amaretto?
Amaretto? Oh, amaretto is an almond flavor. So anyway.
Yeah, it's the number one brain food.
Almonds?
Yep.
I need more. All right, so, gosh, there's 3 minutes. People will never get back.
Getting it back.
I know. Just riffing on coffee. But anyway, I still don't know what a latte is. Somebody tried to explain it to me. It's like high caffeine something, or I don't know.
I think it's just steamed milk and coffee.
Is that right?
It's like espresso plus steamed milk.
Yeah, then there's espresso. That's another thing. I have no idea what it is. I go into these whiz-bang coffee shops, you know, and I say, could I just have a cup of black coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's usually what I get. Yeah. You can get it.
You can, but you got to go through. Then they look at you like, what the hell are you doing
here?
Yeah, right? So if you go to Joe's Waffle House or something. You know, you get a cup of coffee. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Flo's Bakery. I want a cup of coffee. That's it. No latte.
I like the 5-hour energy. You should try that.
I'm afraid of that. I really am.
You don't like, I think we talked about
it. Yeah, it's just scary. No drugs, man.
I don't like heart palpitations.
Yeah, see? That
has 8,000% of the daily recommended dosage of B12.
Yeah, I say I wouldn't do that.
8,000%.
Is that why you're so chipper?
Mm-hmm, that's why.
Now there's 5 minutes, people.
5 minutes gone.
What do you got?
Don't dress for dinner.
Oh, no. No. Go naked.
Ankeny Community Theater. Bernard is planning a romantic weekend with his chic Parisian mistress in his charming converted French farmhouse, whilst his wife, Jacqueline, is away.
Je ne sais quoi.
He's arranged for a chef, prepare gourmet delights, invited his best friend Robert to provide an alibi. It's foolproof. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, exactly right. Anytime you ask that question, know that something is going to go wrong.
Hijinks ensue.
Hijinks. All right.
Don't dress for dinner. PG-13, it says so.
Got it.
That opens tonight, runs all week. And, of course, we got Valentine's next week.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Not this week, so we're not talking about Valentine's yet, but...
But it's next week.
Yep.
Okay.
Week from today, I think. Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I'm always ready.
All right. Birds of Prey opens today. A lot of people are talking about this. So get your popcorn ready. You know what this is?
No.
No. You're out of the loop, huh?
Birds of Prey.
This is the... You ever hear the one about the cop, the songbird, the psycho, and the mafia princess?
Walked into a bar and
twisted
hijinks ensued. I got it, yeah.
That's the big movie out right now.
Is it? So. Yeah,
I take it you're not going to see that one.
No.
Okay.
I'm working. I work all the damn time. All the time.
Home and Garden Show this weekend.
There you go. Go plant something.
Go plant something. Get your green thumb and go. 400 exhibitors, 1,000 experts.
That's what I need is an expert.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like you are an expert.
No, I need one.
For what?
Well, and
what kind of expert?
Well, an Excel spreadsheet expert would be a good start.
I don't know. I'm probably I'm in the probably top 1% of
Excel. So I had to look up today how to turn an Excel spreadsheet into a CVS.
Ah, okay.
Got to figure it out, but man.
I think I could do it. It's been a while, but.
All right, so experts, right?
Experts. All right, what else we have here? Tea and Talk at Terrace Hill.
Again?
Every Saturday in February.
Yeah, what different are we talking speaker about this time. Today?
John Zickafoos will talk about Terrace Hill's history with architect William Boynton. And he'll talk about the architect.
William Boynton.
Not with.
Yeah, because Bill's dead.
It'd be a different show.
It would be, wouldn't it? Dig up Bill. Let him come over here. Yeah.
So these are fun things. It's Tea and Talk. You come, you have tea.
And you talk.
You hear it talk, and then you talk. Every Saturday in February, I'm looking forward to the last one, which is Patrick Phillips Schrock. He'll also talk about the history of Terrace Hill.
Oh, well. We might have conflicting histories. One may say...
I'll bet they're on the same page.
One may say that this was built by a wealthy industrialist, and another person would say it was a bordello. Maybe it's the same thing.
I don't know what a bordello is.
Oh, bordello?
Oh, bordello.
Yeah.
I don't know what a bordello is.
It's a house of ill repute.
Ooh.
There you go. How many different ways can you say that prostitution? Was...
It was built by Des Moines' first millionaire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he abruptly went bankrupt.
Of course.
Sold it to
somebody in
the initial Hubble, the first Hubble in the line of Hubbles.
I see.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Got a lot of paper there.
Too many. I got 4 pages. I'm weeding some out mentally right now. I'm like, we're not going to do that one. How about the Des Moines Symphony?
Yes.
Masterworks concerts going on this weekend. Masterworks 4, Mendelssohn and Brahms, Saturday and Sunday at the Civic Center.
Mendelssohn and Brahms, ladies and gentlemen. good. Saturday and Sunday.
I love a good symphony.
Yeah.
Shiver on the River.
I like it already. I want to go. I mean, yeah, I've been shivering in the heights here for 6 months.
Warning, caution, be on high alert. This event will not help you advance your career.
Good.
It will not make your parents take you more seriously or improve any self-esteem issues.
All right. That's exactly what I need.
They want you to know that up front.
Yeah, right.
On the other hand, Shiver on the River will get you out of the house, make you laugh, and offers you an outside chance at winning cash prizes.
Wow.
Be doled out to winners.
Where is this?
This is down at the Roy's Place on Sailor Road, down kind of on the east side near the river.
Yeah, Roy's, yeah, yeah. Roy's. Captain Roy's.
Captain Roy's, that's right.
Shiver on the River.
So they're going to be doing outdoor sports. And.
Oh, nice. This is Saturday?
This is Saturday. Starts at 10 a.m. They'll be going all day.
Shiver on the River. I like it. Captain Roy's.
Human dog sled races, tug of war, snowshoe foot races, and other flights of fancy.
Got it.
Complete waste of time and questionable endeavors, it says. They got a full docket. See, and I like that they're honest.
Yeah. This is going to do nothing for you. I like it. Yeah, be honest. It will change your life. You will never look at life again the same way.
All weekend, Saturday and Sunday, down at Comedy Experiment at Stoner Theater. Longest running improvisation troupe in Central Iowa.
Yeah?
This is like the improv comedy. You know, you give them a topic and they just like make it funny.
So the Iowa legislature is all going to be there.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently when they said they're the longest running improv, they didn't take that into consideration.
Exactly. They're moving from the Golden Dome to the Stoner Theater.
Last chance on the Diary Anne Frank of the Playhouse.
All right, there you go.
If you change your...
People are basically good.
not on board with that sentiment, huh?
No.
Grace Potter.
We lived through the caucuses. I got proof.
Yeah, what a debacle.
Notice we haven't said anything up until now. Why would we want to weigh in on the caucuses? Although that was more entertainment than I think anything that's coming to town or has been to town. I mean, we are making international news. People know where Iowa is, by gosh.
We are going to be the butt of every joke.
Did you see there's a piece out today? The Onion?
Yeah, I didn't see it.
This is great. So we have developed something that it was 99.9% accurate when used to fill in a blank on a piece of paper. And it's a pencil. Yeah.
Oh, boy. At least there were no hanging chads. Or
right, yeah.
Anyway.
Chad moved.
Grace Potter will perform at Hoyt Sherman plays Sunday.
Is that who said Grace
Singer,
Potter?
Singer, yeah.
Grace Potter.
Grace Potter. Singer. She's promoting her new album, Daylight.
Mm. Nice. What a great venue.
Amen. Also built. You know who built that? You know who Hoyt Sherman was?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Tecumseh Sherman's brother. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that something? Sherman's March to the Sea.
Man.
And this is his brother here in...
Right here.
Yeah. River City. Wow.
All right. What else we have? We have Botanical Blues going on again this weekend. That's Sunday. Yoga Under the Stars at the Science Center.
Yeah, yeah.
Lisa Lampanelli is losing it.
Lisa Lampanelli is losing it?
All week at the Temple Theater.
Oh, wow.
Actually, most of the month.
Comedian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've heard of Lisa Lampanelli.
Sure.
With her intimate collection of humorous observation and real-life stories.
Uh-huh. Hijinks will ensue.
She's losing it.
Losing it, yeah.
How about this? Auditions are going on.
I saw this. Yeah. I got the theater company?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Midwest, Theater Midwest.
Right. I got an email about this the other day asking me if I would be interested in auditioning.
Are you?
No.
You'd be great at it.
I would be great at it. But I act every day.
Whole life's an act.
That's exactly right. I get awards for it, too. Sexiest voice, business journal.
It's probably why you got asked.
Probably. Yeah.
I saw that. Mm-hmm. So Monday, this upcoming Monday, 6:15 in Valley Junction at the 137 5th Street upstairs.
What's that?
They're casting 12 to 16 roles in these Theater Midwest shows. Hmm. So if you're interested.
Go. Mm-hmm. Valley Junction.
The plays will be stripped by Colleen O'Doherty in a fully staged production of Atlas of Mud.
Oh.
You started to say something there, but...
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Atlas of Mud.
Also next week, Battle of Ballets. That's my term. That's not their
term.
They
take their shoes off and hit each other.
So at the Civic Center, we have Cinderella.
Yeah.
Ballet Biarritz, based on the coastal resort town of Biarritz in southern France. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Anyway, it's going to be Cinderella at the Civic Center Thursday, and Thursday in Ames at Stevens Auditorium is the Russian National Ballet will perform Swan Lake.
Ruskies are in town.
Yep. Which one would you rather go to?
I would not go see the Russians.
No?
No, I hate them.
Yeah, that's where ballet's done best.
I know. Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Baryshnikov.
I mean, but come on, it's Ruskies. Ruskies.
You don't like the Ruskies.
Ruskies.
Prefer the French?
I do prefer the French. Parlez-vous français? Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
That's a wrap. That's what we got.
That's it?
That's it.
All right, we end up on the Ruskies.
What's your pick?
What's this bird movie again?
Birds of Prey. Are you going for the movie?
I think so. Birds of Prey, because I don't know nothing about it.
I'll Google it.
You got that down? All right. His name is Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, the managing editor for City View Magazine. I don't know. We do this every Friday, and
every Friday.
You know, it's just kind of like the highlight of my week. You know, I just get to sit and riff for a while about silly stuff. Important to the people that are doing this, but, you know, we just get to have fun with it.
Amen.
Do not mean to tick anybody off at the same time.
Although we often do.
Often do. That's what I hear. All right. That about wraps it up. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you can't caucus once, let's caucus twice.
They're not counting them anyway.
All right. Who cares? It's odd to New Hampshire anyway. All right, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the NewsHour chap, Ramsey is our production coordinator. Aaron Libby is in charge of sales and marketing. He's got to get busy on that sales stuff. The voice of the Business NewsHour is Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend, James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.